USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not worried about North Korea's recent missile tests during the final news conference of his visit to Japan. While standing alongside Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said he doesn't think the missile tests that North Korea conducted earlier this month violated United Nations sanctions.
My people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter.
On the subject of trade, Trump told reporters his administration will make a deal with China, just not yet. Chicago seeing another violent Memorial Day weekend. Reports are since Friday, 34 people have been shot. Five of them have died. Last year, 37 people were shot. Seven of them died over the entire Memorial Day weekend in the Windy City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Damage cleanup continues after a deadly tornado struck El Reno, Oklahoma, outside Oklahoma City on Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirming it was an EF3 tornado that touched down and then traveled more than 2 miles in 4 minutes. The 75-yard-wide tornado destroyed a motel and destroyed most of a mobile home park. Two people died and 29 were injured. Despite what its own organizers have said, President Trump's indicated in a tweet that the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride will continue next year in D.C.
Rolling Thunder organizers report the event that attracts thousands of motorcyclists to Washington every year has become too costly. The event pays tribute to service members killed in action or POWs. Artie Muller formed Rolling Thunder in 1987.
We've got 32 years of history on a lot of legislation we passed. A lot of veterans, our troops, and their families that we helped through the years.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. Senator John Tester is decrying the high rates of suicides among veterans. On CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, the Montana Democrat said that more has to be done to help veterans in need, as new reports say there are about 20 veteran suicides a day. Tester says even one is too many, and he said he and Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran have crafted a bill to take mental health to a new level at the VA. Tester said they're looking to use activities that have proven to work for people with mental health issues, such as yoga and equine therapy. Speaking of horses, another horse has died at California's storied Santa Anita racetrack, and that makes 26 horse deaths there since December. The latest, the third in 9 days, was a 9-year-old horse who sustained a fatal injury to its leg during a Saturday race. Last weekend, two more horses died from injuries sustained, one during a race and one during training. On a lighter note, Disney's live-action version of its 1992 animated feature, Aladdin, earned $86 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. Coming in second was John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, which sold just over $24 million worth of tickets in the U.S. and Canada, and in third place, Avengers Endgame with nearly $17 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.